We'll have that broadcast right here on WTAW.
Yeah, we will.
With Chase Murphy.
And Chuck Linwinkle tonight, and then with Tim Schnettler tomorrow.
Yep.
How about that?
So if you can't be there, and
those,
again.
Those guys will keep you in line, Chase.
Yeah.
If you can't be there, and again, you know, there's limited amount of seating.
Yeah.
So we'll have the broadcast for you.
Yeah. I did a lot of Aggie games with old Chuckster. He knows his baseball.
Does indeed. Let's do some trivia.
Okay.
I'll do some trivia.
We didn't do Jethro yesterday.
We didn't do Jethro yesterday. Jethro had some stuff we didn't need to be talking about.
Oh, okay.
So.
Jethro was in a way, wasn't
he? Yeah. We had a content problem as far as that. Excuse me. We had a content issue.
That's right.
There are no problems anymore. They're only issues.
Issues.
Issues. All right.
As Rush says.
695-1620. 695-1620. Of all living creatures, this one has the most blood types. What is it? 695-1620. Of all living creatures, this one has the most blood types. What is it? 695-1620. Don't know that, do you?
Not even close.
Yeah. All that, plus I have a joke later on, if you guys are nice. What's the answer?
I'm not sure.
Okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate the call.
At least she was honest.
That's right. 695-1620. It's, really, you know, this creature, of all living creatures, has the most blood types. People feverishly typing in Google. What's the answer?
Humans.
No, thank you. Like to guess, is that it? Hi, what's the answer?
People.
No, thank you. 695-1620. What's the answer?
Vampires.
Very good.
Nice.
That's nice. Nope, that's not it. 695-1620. Yep, the most blood types. The most. I found this fascinating. I really did. 695-1620. Huh.
I think you've
maybe done a stumper here.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on WTAW. Who's this? You can tell me that if you win. Who's this? Yeah, right.
What's it's a dog.
No, it's not dogs. Thanks. I don't know how many dogs have, but that's not the answer. Hi. What's the answer?
Chupacabra.
No.
You're in a mood this morning.
There we go. What's the answer?
Is it apes?
No, it's not. Thank you. 695-1620. This animal has more blood types than any other. What's the answer?
Pig.
That's it. It's pigs. Way to go. Nice job. Who's this?
Jeff Heron.
Jeff, did you just know that or did you Google it?
I just made a flat-out guess.
Well, you know, that's an excellent flat-out guess. That's for sure. All right. We got tickets for you to Schlitterbahn. Got a pair. Do we have choices, Tom?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Yeah, you have three parks. You can go to New Braunfels, Galveston, or South Padre Island.
Hello?
Yep. So it's, his microphone wasn't on.
Oh,
there you go.
You can choose New Braunfels, Galveston, or South Padre Island. Two tickets to Schlitterbahn.
Oh, great.
Which park do you want?
Oh, wow.
New Braunfels?
New Braunfels.
All Galveston? Right. New Braunfels. All right. Jeff, what's your last name again?
Harris.
Harris.
What do you do, Jeff?
I am an attorney.
All right, good for you. Come on by here. We got the tickets at the Crystal Park Plaza, top floor. Thank you. 16 different blood types.
For pigs.
For pigs.
Huh.
Pigs, 16 different. Cats have the fewest at 2. 16 different. Well, we've got time, so I'm going to do the joke now.
So if a pig needs a transfusion.
Yeah, really.
I mean, chances are pretty good they'll find a match somewhere, right?
No, that would make it difficult because there's 16 different options. Well, cats would have a better chance because you got to and I presume you have to match the blood up, but I don't know. See what I'm saying? Because you got more choices. See, there's 16. So statistically, if you have 10 pigs come in and you have 10 cats come in, okay, the chances of being able to match up the cats is much better because you only have 2 options as opposed to pigs where you have 16 options. Okay. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Stat 101. That one.
Yeah, I didn't do good in stat.
Not that I did either. I just have that happens to be something I would be able to tell you. But anyway, see how that works out. Anyway,
No, I guess. How about wild? My head, but I understand now.
How about wild cherry Pepsi?
Well, I don't know. How many blood types is it?
Does that sound refreshing to you?
I've had it before. It's not bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about salty watermelon Pepsi?
Pass.
That'd be the next flavor hitting the Japanese market this summer, where Pepsi Japan has a history of releasing flavors that are a little bit odd to U.S. Americans. They have different tastes over there. According to the International Business Times, it's not so strange to the Japanese who enjoy a good watermelon in the summertime
yeah.
and are known to salt their watermelons.
Well, I salt my watermelon.
Well, yeah.
Sure.
I don't think that's unusual.
I mean, yeah.
Do you put salt on peaches, though?
No.
No, uh-uh.
That's not bad.
Maybe, really?
It's not bad. Maybe
I put little, salt on grapefruit.
Put a little.
Yeah, okay.
I put sugar on grapefruit.
So. Okay. Now, I'm not talking canned peaches. I'm talking the kind that you know,
yeah.
go down there and pick off the tree.
And you peel. Uh-huh.
The new Pepsi makes its debut July 24th. In the past, the company has released some unusual flavors like ice cucumber Pepsi. Ice cucumber Pepsi. Hey, so no winner in Saturday night's big drawing for the Powerball. So tonight, $146 million, $95 million cash. Powerball played in 44 states, you know, $195 million to one chance. But again, it's $146 million.
That might get you motivated.
Which reminds me of the story of Bubba and Johnny sitting on the front porch there drinking beer when a big old truck hauling rolls of sod go driving by.
It's the joke, Tom.
Oh, okay.
Bubba turns to Johnny, but because I'm a radio broadcast yeah. professional, I am tying it into a story we just had a moment
ago. Okay, mm-hmm. This is just Johnny, yeah. not... Little Johnny?
Once again, this is little Johnny grown up.
It's grown up Johnny.
That's right. So this would be Bubba and Johnny just sitting on the front porch drinking a beer.
Uh-huh.
I think he's probably had their own. When a large truck hauling
two straws in a mug.
So anyway, when a large truck hauling rolls of sod goes by,
mm-hmm.
that's when Bubba turns to Johnny. He says, "I'm going to do that when I win the lottery." Johnny asked, "Do what?" Bubba said, "Send my grass out to be mowed."
When it comes to the roof over your head.